Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about due diligence on the seller's side.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. You have a property listed for sale. You represent me on the seller. And a buyer is going to come in and have inspections done. In my mind, I want to say, nope, the property is as is. You can have all the inspections you want, but I don't want to fix a bunch of nitpicky things. Talk to me about that.
Well, there's a lens you need to look through. So you're pending sale. You've got a buyer who wants to buy your place. You may have gotten the ideal terms, ideal price, and now you want to hold on tight. And I get that. What you've got to do is put a lens up that says, what's reasonable at this point? If there was a hole in the carpet in the living room and they saw it when they viewed the property, they were aware of that before they had the offer in. So they should have adjusted the price accordingly. But if there's something under the surface, like in the subfloor, there's dry rot that they were not aware of, say the bathtub's leaking below the surface, that's something that any reasonable buyer is going to say, we got to check the magnitude of this, scale this at least, make sure I understand what I'm getting into and adjust the price or give me some other concession that's reasonable.
I've seen a lot of bathtubs that leak at the joints. Do you ever recommend to sellers that they have inspections done prior to putting the property on the market?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. If it's an estate, possibly with some deferred maintenance, you may as well reveal what's going to be coming up. And if you do that, you can screen the buyers by providing that inspection in advance. The buyers cannot absorb the reasonable concerns and can't see past what they've already been notified of prior to the offer. They won't make the offer, but that'll make it just the right buyer that's there.
Okay. And I know Evergreen Roofing is one of our sponsors. I use them to do roof inspections where they come out and they charge a modest fee. I think it's $350, $400, depending on size of the roof. But they'll come out and look at roofs and tell you, is there 3 to 5 years left on the roof?
3 years life remaining is a minimum standard that's traditionally been the lender's threshold of tolerance for a roof. So if you're going to have to replace it in less than 3 years, it's something that you should expect as a seller to address probably in that transaction, either by the price out of the gate because you've made them aware of it or in the transaction itself.
Okay. And typically what I see is I get a buyer and seller to split the cost of the roof with the seller. You know, they should have probably cured it a long time ago. It's at the end of the life and now the buyer's coming in. And so buyer and seller typically split half. Is that what you see?
Well, if there's the ability of the buyer to participate in that level of cash outflow at that time, otherwise you could do a concession that you're paying, the seller's paying a contribution to the buyer's closing costs and the buyer does it when they can get the balance of the money together. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate, and I'm at 541-221-1454.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.